I know I've waited too long. The issue has been wanting to come up with a plan that harms the fewest people. The castle is not as well guarded as it should be, but we've not been in a position to mount an assault. Not until now, anyway. Still, even with skilled fighters, I don't know if this will go well. Yet who am I to question a sign from Sigmar himself? This is not why I came here. I came to heal people. To turn over a new leaf. Yet somehow I've fallen back to who I used to be. Perhaps that's a bit harsh. This isn't just about me, after all. This is to help people. I've been suffering so badly for so long under these tyrants. I've suffered too. I don't know if these people truly are in the service of ruinous powers, but I do know that they no longer care for the people. That is, if they even still live. No one's even seen most of these Wittgensteins, bar the lady and a demon of a henchman. Not for a very long time, anyway. Perhaps none of that matters anymore. These friends of Kruger's, they're naive and a little full of themselves. But perhaps they are going to make a difference. So, okay. Time to make a plan. I hope you can hear me, Rhea. When I say all I wanted was justice and peace. But sometimes it seems a sword is the only way to get those things. I really wish it wasn't. This is Red Moon Roleplaying.
The three of you begin to sit down. The company, however, it might not be to everyone's tastes. Eltgar Herzen, this strange wizard with her red hair and her cloying perfume, is seated just a few steps away from you. Before you sit at said fire, Sigrid pulls you over Kruger and quietly whispers, "Listen, any other day, this person that got brought to the camp, well, I mean, we'd be killing them already. But this is a very hectic day, so if they really are a wizard, that could be really helpful. But again, if you don't trust them, well, just nod and we'll take care of them. Although, in a way, if you don't trust them, Kruger, well, I'd rather they got an arrow later than my men, if you get my meaning."
"Oh, yeah, no, there's definitely no trust here, but I see what you mean. They might be of use. And there's going to be, well, there's going to be a lot of violence coming up, and who knows? Accidents can happen, perhaps after they have been useful."
"Exactly. All right, well, just be careful." And Sigrid steps away, and it seems you've been given some privacy. You can see that there are a bunch of people about, men and women, crossbows at the ready. The two guards, the ones you remember, Siegfrieda and Heinrich from the tower, are kind of looking very uneasy at all this. And then there's that man, the man from the damned coach journey, so long ago now, just sort of wringing his hands together. You see him briefly speaking to Herzen, something along the lines of, this is a terrible idea. And then her saying, "Shut up, just shut up and let the adults do the talking." And you see him quietly fume, very similar, Siegfried, to how he quietly fumed way back on that coach at your jester comment. Still, she goes to sit, and gestures for you to sit as well. What do the three of you do?
"Oh, so long ago that such a comment was made, and yet this person really holds a grudge."
"He really does seem the type," you think to yourself.
I'll take a seat, and smile a false smile at Herzen. I am fully prepared for the possibility that we have to take this person out. She's been dogging my existence, and there's only so much that I can put down to coincidence. I'm increasingly of the opinion that our paths are crossing, not for benevolent or blessed reasons, but because one of us is likely to die at the other's hand. If I have my way, it will be her at mine. And while I didn't have that opinion initially, since so much evidence is pointing toward her having nothing but chaotic intentions, however this plays out at the castle, I'm, as I often say, I'm no combatant, but I really would be working to ensure she does not survive. And so I smile at her.
She smiles back, looks to the three of you, and quietly says, "Well now, isn't this more civilized? Nice sit down by a fire."
Heinrich isn't saying anything. I've learned very few lessons from my parents that did not involve how to navigate rivers or find food on rivers, but they have always said, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all, so I will remain respectfully silent and let people with cooler heads, perhaps, do the bulk of the negotiating.
Having been around people who are always looking out for themselves a lot of the time, I do see that there's an opportunity here, obviously. This person is not someone we can trust, but their interests have taken them here, and whatever their interests are doesn't seem to be focused on killing us, at least not yet. So I see this for what it is. It is an opportunity for some extra help. And as I just said to Sigrid, accidents happen at, you know, the battlefield, and I would be very surprised if she leaves this place alive, ultimately. I just smile at her and kind of wait for her to speak, because, well, it was she that wanted to parley after all.
She pauses for a moment. She looks over at you very intently, Heinrich, and then at Siegfrieda, and then at Kruger. Ooh, I can feel it from here, you know. Such wonderful hostile intent. And yet, I'm supposed to be the villain here. That's quite ironic, isn't it? I'm sorry, I don't actually remember your name, young lady.
Oh, I wouldn't call it ironic. I like to think of it this way. If you'll permit me a certain, I guess, verbal flair. When a parasite enters an organism, the parasite may not feel like it's hostile. It's trying to survive, but by being there, it's weakening, sickening the entities that surround it, the life it keeps afflicting, and so the parasite may well resent that it needs to be extracted, burned out, or cured with some medicine, but that doesn't mean that the person removing the parasite is by nature evil. It just means that they are trying to heal themselves, and maybe others around them. We wouldn't want a parasitic infection to spread, would we?
I can see your metaphor. I suppose I'm the parasite.
Well, it wasn't particularly subtle.
No. And let me guess, the best way to deal with parasites is a nice witch burning.
Well, really, it depends on the nature of the parasite. I'm not an expert on these things, but if we follow up this metaphor by just speaking plainly, if we think you mean us harm, we'll probably cut off your head and then burn the remains, just to be sure.
Meanwhile, I don't really care how I'll kill you, because I don't really care about you in that way. That's the irony, you see. You are brimming, especially the young man, with intent to murder. Why, I don't really want to murder you if I don't have to. That's what I'm getting at. You'd think it'd be the other way around, after all, evil wizards and all that.
Well, okay, let's say you don't like the term parasite. Let's consider you a tumor. Tumors don't want to kill their owners, but at the same time, the tumor does need excising.
Now, isn't it better that we talk about how we can help each other? I mean, we're all here for a reason, and these poor people, they need our help. They need to be freed. They are under oppression, and we can do something about that, I say, smiling.
Certainly. But no, it's all right. I enjoy these conversations. I'm starting to like this one. She's more entertaining than the young man over there with just the growly, growly face. But Very well, let's begin things on a pleasant manner. Ask your questions. You definitely have them. Let's not pretend you don't. I highly doubt the reason you've been following me all this time is because you just wanted to steal things from my house. So you ask your question first, and then I'll ask mine. That's diplomatic, isn't it?
I don't think Heinrich can actually keep himself contained at that moment. So the very second that she stops speaking, I will blurt out, what is it you want in this castle?
The same thing I think you're after. Possibly.
Oh, I doubt that. I'm here to liberate the good people of this town, perhaps end something terrible being stewed up by people with ill intention. I'm here to end it. I think you're here to find it. Take it back to wherever you go and do whatever you're going to do.
Yes, but then my question is, so it was purely coincidental you went and burnt the contents of that tower just out of Camperbad. You didn't find anything there of interest that led you here.
Unfortunately, Heinrich isn't smart enough to lie on his feet this way. So if she has him pegged, there'll be a nervous, furtive glance over to Siegfrieda and over to Kruger. Hey, buddy, bail me out of this story we're telling real quick.
Again, you're welcome to lie about it, but it seems a bit of a waste is all. I'm quite happy to tell you what you want to know. Is it so unusual for a trade of information? I think I know what you did in that tower, but a confirmation would be nice.
I don't see why we need to give you anything. I don't see what you have that we desperately need.
So you really have just been following me for random whims? Oh, okay. I, for some reason, thought there was something you wanted from me, hence the following me, which, again, young lady, I know you've been following me. Come on now, we can admit that. Since Bogenhafen.
Oh, what a pleasant coincidence. If this were a stage play held in Bogenhafen, it would be a farce. No, I've always felt like, at first, I thought it was random coincidence that was making us cross paths, but I have since become convinced that either you intended us harm, or that the gods are interfering in our trajectories. While we discovered, of course, where your tower was, and sought it out because you are, and I mean no offense, a suspicious character, we certainly had no idea that you were heading here. We saw you ride out. Likewise, when we encountered you in Bogenhafen, which you may or may not remember, we had no idea that you would be there. It just so happens that our stars have aligned, Ms. Herzen.
You really did just come to my tower on a random whim to rob it, a wizard's tower, I suppose, and then you went to that other tower and you burnt the insides of it. If you're wondering, the dwarves were very, very happy to tell me all about it, the brave heroes who came and cleansed that tower of evil. And then you've come here to Wickendorf again to randomly help the people for no reason at all.
We're just a righteous gang of do-gooders who occasionally seem to irritate people with malevolent aims like you.
She squints at you and sighs. Wow. Then I admit you've won. I don't have anything to offer you then. I genuinely thought you were after me, but if you weren't, then yes, I have nothing.
Oh, I'm sure if you have some valuable information that you're desperate to impart, as in my limited experience, people like you are keen to do.
No, not at all. I don't want to give you any information, young lady, but I was willing to on an exchange. But I guess that's how our diplomacy starts then. Nothing for nothing. Oh well. Kruger, it seems Siegfried has really managed to dupe this woman, but how are you actually feeling? Because deep down, you know, that's not true at all. There's several things you wanted to find out. It does seem for the moment that maybe if you don't ask, you won't get. That might not be a bad thing, though. How are you feeling about that, especially in regard to purple hands and Castelliberungs?
There are so many things that I want to learn, of course, but there might be other opportunities to learn that in the future. I mean, this woman, she could turn into a real threat, and who knows who she might end up talking to, you know? So, the less she knows, the better, probably. Now the only question is if we can enlist her help in this, or if she's just gonna leave us here. Still a little bit unclear exactly why she's here, so I suppose we just have to see if we can work together now. So I look at her and say, well, unfortunately that deal didn't pan out, I suppose, but we can still work together, right? We still have a common enemy. That works, doesn't it?
I highly doubt we have a common enemy. But I suppose I still need to then offer something up myself. If you really have no idea what you're looking for in that tower, then I can tell you that that's a bad thing, young man. You said you want to save people. Well, without me, you're not going to save anyone. You're probably going to harm a lot of people, though, including yourself.
Well, that would be very bad.
It would indeed.
And perhaps you can help us then, and then we can save all these good folks, and perhaps you'll end up getting what you want. Perhaps not. I mean, we'll just have to see what happens when we get there.
I suppose we shall. And I suppose just to clear things up then, I'm guessing it's on pain of death where you reveal what you found in that tower and what you burned.
I was in the impression that your braininess had already determined what we had found. Wasn't that the little rant a little bit ago about how you already know everything and there's no need for us to lie, but we can be cute about it? That's what I was taking away from it anyway.
Well, yes, but then according to that one, you really are just bumbling around doing random things.
Is that so hard? Is that so hard to believe? I say, and I put on a really dumb smile.
Yes, it is, that you came here, of all places, that you came here randomly. Right after going to that tower.
Look, it was the power of friendship that drew me here, all right? It wasn't random.
Not to mention then the young lady specifically having kind of bumped into me 3 times now. Oh, so my house was robbed. You know what? It's fine. I get it. All right then, let's pretend that you don't know why you're here. There's something I want, and I can remove it safely. You can't.
Well, that might seem useful then.
Yes. So, in exchange for allowing me to partake of that item to remove safely, I am willing to do whatever you want with this. What was the young lady saying? It sounds like you're going to lay siege to a castle.
Yeah, that was the idea. You able to throw some fireballs or something like that to help us out?
She grins a little and says, yes, I might be able to throw a fireball or two.
Well, we'll make sure we're standing behind you then.
Well, I think we can make this work, can't we?
Certainly. If there is something, Miss Herdson... I'm sorry, I've been referring to you as Miss. Would you prefer Lady, Madam?
Whatever you prefer, my dear.
This witch is...
No. I'm a wizard of the Celestial Order. That's the one thing. Don't go around throwing around the word witch. It leads to people burning things.
Well, it's clear that Miss Herzen wishes to claim something of value from this castle, and I don't see any reason why we should get in her way. And if that means that she is going to disable various, let's say, traps and guards and obstacles in our path, then all power to her. Why would we interfere with that?
Because you think that you are, I don't know, the heroes of the story, and that the thing shouldn't be in my hands, and that you know what to do with it. Maybe you'll even hit it with a sword or something like that, and then you'll save the day.
I shrug and poke the fire with a stick.
Heroes, villains, it's all so relative, isn't it? We just want to help some people, you know, and help ourselves at the same time. It's what life is all about, isn't it?
Yes. The one over there scowling at me is definitely just here to help people. One question for you, my dear lady. You never struck me as the religious type.
And what's your question?
Well, you just seem like a thinker is all. Isn't it funny? Again, the one over there,
I'm guessing would love to burn me in the eyes of Sigmar. I've been looking around this village. I haven't seen Sigmar anywhere. It's kind of funny, isn't it?
Well, I was taught something at a very young age by the bastard that raised me. And that's the gods exist, but they owe us nothing, and in turn, we owe them very little. But if we do things that the gods appreciate, while they may not intervene to protect us or to make us whole or save us at the event of death, they will smile. And sometimes that's all you need. Sometimes we just need to interpret signs, don't we? A smile from the divinities, or a shrug or a scowl, and that can act as a lodestone to guide us in a certain direction. For example, we keep crossing paths. What does it mean? Does it mean we're destined to work together, to fight each other, to be a romantic entwinement in each other's lives? I somehow doubt that, but it means something. I am a thinker, but I'm not one to just dismiss repeat coincidence as nothing but repeat coincidence.
Well, that we can agree. It's almost as if your life has taken a certain change. It's funny, you know, because I do remember when we first met, that man, he really didn't seem the sort who would just let a person such as yourself go. Unless something very drastic changed. She gives you a very close look.
Yes, he sadly died.
Sadly died, did he?
Well, he was sad.
No, I do like you. I like you a lot. The one over there, not so much, but that's okay. I think, sure, the feeling's mutual.
Well, I always appreciate being liked, Miss Herzen, but if I told you to go fuck yourself, would you take it as an insult or an overestimation of your athleticism?
I wouldn't really mind. I think we're a lot closer than you'd like to admit. I highly doubt your parting was peaceful, and that's a good thing, Siegfrieda. It's a good thing you changed your circumstances for the better. Sigmar wouldn't like that, though. She looks at you, Heinrich.
I'm not going to let this woman come between Siegfrieda and I at this juncture. For two reasons. One, Siegfrieda has saved my life, quite literally, and for a second, I am 100% of the belief that this is just some chaos mind game trying to recruit Siegfrieda to the evil side and so on and so forth. I will steer the conversation back towards what I believe is the correct direction by saying, yes, it's all very well. Perhaps you can fuck yourself. Perhaps we'll see in time. You still haven't told us what the item is or what it does.
Why does that matter? You just told me you don't care. This is all random helping people out, so why do you need to know what it is?
Because, for example, if you were going to wander in and find some tome wrapped in human skin, blessed with plague, take it back to your house and do Sigmar knows what with it, I wouldn't be helping very many people by letting you walk away with it, would I?
You won't understand what it is. Maybe if you'd actually be looking into it, you might, but again, you've just told me you haven't. All you need to know is it's something very bad. In fact, I think it might even be the reason for what's happening here. Specifically, all the disease and mutation. And me taking it away will stop that happening. If you want, you're welcome to chase after me afterwards. In fact, I think you will. In fact, the way this conversation's gone, you'll definitely be betraying me first. But, well, I guess we'll just have to see.
Well, the timing of the betrayal is going to depend a great deal on what you tried to sneak away with. Now, it's fine, I understand I'm not very smart, but you obviously are, and I would expect that given the breadth of your vocabulary and the strength of the acumen and wit, you should be able to explain something using small words that even I can understand.
It is an item of magical nature. It causes problems for people who don't know how to use it, such as you're seeing right now. I think it's inside that castle, which would make sense. So I'd like to retrieve it. You don't need to believe me, Mr. Heinrich, but again, now you're... See, now I'm wondering if the young Siegfried is a very good liar, because this does sound more and more like not random coincidence. If you really care about this thing so much, you said you care about the people and saving this place, which you don't need to know what the item does or is to know that, just that it will be gone. And that I will help you help these people. So which is it?
The question of where it goes matters a great deal.
Away from here.
Into your clutches. And what assurance do we have that as a great citizen of the Empire, you will of course lock it down in a little vault or dispose of it correctly, as opposed to ripping it open page by page so you can do what happened here, but better and more powerful? That is my concern.
Why would I want to do that? You think I want to go to a random hamlet somewhere and randomly cause some disease in some people?
I wouldn't put it past you.
Oh? Again? Come on, come out of it. You've been following me for a reason. You think things about me. Darlings, you don't think random, unless of course it's your standard wizard, oh, all wizards are evil.
Aren't you?
I think I'm going to roll cool to see if Heinrich can just keep it inside. So that's a 98.
Then you fail. Yes, not only is she irritating you, but it's mainly because she's right. Siegfrieda seemed to have really successfully completely made it seem as if you were random adventurers, and you kind of realize that, shit, you have been kind of making it sound like there is something you actually want from this person. Damn! And that makes it even more annoying.
Oh, I mean, bold of you to think that Heinrich's operating on that level. At this point, she's just needling him, and Siegfrieda's the one who has the lie together. Heinrich's been staying quiet for a reason. So as she continues with, oh no, but there's actually a reason. What is the reason, Heinrich, dumb little Heinrich? He just blurts out, it's because your hands are purple. If you catch my meaning. And I've seen what people like you do with that kind of power in the sewers of Bogenhofen. So no, I'm not inclined to let you wander away with something that will let you rip some creature out from beyond the stars and dump it off on innocent people, all so you can increase your ration of wizard power or look good at your wizard club, whatever it means.
There we have it. Fascinating. A purple hand and the sewers of Bogenhofen. She looks to you, Kruger. Oh dear. I really want to know what you're talking about, but you're not going to tell me. I suppose that will have to do, though, but at least, yes, you are working for someone, possibly witch hunters, and you have been after me. Good to know. But yes, purple hand, interesting. What an interesting turn of phrase. And again, she looks at you, Kruger.
I just look back at her. This is all very, very interesting, but there is a town that needs saving, and... we're not really saving it by sitting here.
No, I suppose not, and eventually that poor young man is going to explode and set fire to me himself, I imagine, like any good Sigmarite would do. So all right, we have our deal. I'm going to get what I want, and in turn I will help you, but I guess we'll see what actually happens when we're in the castle, won't we?
Well, that's what's exciting about life. You never know what's going to happen.
Especially chaos.
No. All right, then. Disappointing, but at least talking to you, young lady, was fun. After all, she leans in close as she stands up. He has blessed you, whether you want it or not. And then she walks away back to her retinue. It seems the negotiations are concluded.
Well, leaning into the other two. I'm not making a mistake here, am I? We can let her go on ahead and then just cut her to ribbons.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, good, yes. I don't want us to feel like we're honor-bound to let her go.
She's an evil wizard. Come on.
Good, good, good. I just wanted to make sure, you know.
Yes, so I look around to see what is happening in the camp here. I mean, obviously, the arrival of this person has caused quite a lot of commotion. And, I'm seeing what's Hilda, what's Sigrid, what's everyone doing? Are they getting ready for the big siege, or what's going on?
They do indeed seem to be prepping for something, and as you're looking around, Sigrid comes over to join you by the fire, along with that older man, who was also in her tent, who was the scruffy-looking fellow. And she says, Alright, so, is it actually a wizard, and can we use them, or should we try and shoot them now?
It is actually a wizard, yes, and they're really up to no good, but, well, for at least the initial parts of this, our goals will align, and she wants to take whatever's in the castle, the thing that's making everyone sick, whatever it is.
Hmm? What do you mean the thing inside the castle that makes everyone sick? What does that mean?
At least that's what I think is going on. I look to the others. Something that's fallen from the sky?
I don't know where it came from. It's some kind of chaos plague thing or evil tome or magic rock, whatever wizards get themselves into. She thinks it's not natural and it's not an accident that people in the castle are mucking around with things they don't understand, and that's what's causing all of this.
I mean, that's pretty much how I would describe it as well. Ultimately, whatever it is shouldn't be in anyone's hands, let alone unschooled or evil individuals. And I don't necessarily class us as any better than unschooled, but we would certainly remove it from your community, one way or another.
Sigrid looks very concerned and nods her head. By the gods. Okay, we don't have time to actually clarify any of that. It's not important, or maybe it will be, but okay, hang on. Come to the tent. We need to discuss the actual plan to save people, and we'll worry about this, I suppose, if this even works in the first place.
That's good thinking, yeah. We'll get to that when we get to that.
We'll burn that bridge when we get there.
Exactly.
So you're led back into the tent. After a moment, Helka Herzen comes in with her two people. They look very uncomfortable, by the way. And they are nodded at, and a few other people come in. And Sigrid kind of gathers you all over. Rena by her side, and of course, Hilda. Who, just before everyone starts speaking properly, Hilda just brushes up next to you, Heinrich, and just says, Did I do something wrong? I just kind of saw those people in the town, and I just... All the miracles that were happening. I thought this was another one, but then the conversation you were having seemed very tense. Do you actually know these people?
I don't know that we know them. We've encountered them a few different times. Suffice it to say, no, they are powerful, and they will make superb allies for the time being.
How wonderful. Now, again, I just thought, you know, like, a miracle, a wizard suddenly would arrive here at this time. Like, surely another blessing of Sigmar.
Sigmar works in mysterious ways, clearly.
Very mysterious.
Sorry, I just was worried I'd done something wrong, Heinrich. Sorry.
I assure you, no. You have the best intentions of this town at heart, and that makes any decision, even ones with consequences yet unforeseen, to be a noble one. And I'm puffing up a little bit the Herald of Sigmar aura that has descended since drawing the sword and all that. But it's more like know your audience. I'm hoping that the extra bit of rhetorical flourish will soothe her conscience.
It certainly does, and she gives you a smile before Sigrid begins to speak. Primarily to you three, but also the few other people in the tent are listening as well. All right. Well, we need to get into the castle. The main goal, which we should establish as the most important thing, is getting in and saving the prisoners. Yes, that includes your friends. Don't know where they are exactly, but the dungeons should be somewhere under the inner bailey. At least we're pretty sure that's where they would be. So here's the key to it all. And she shows you a map, which seems to have a picture of the castle on it. The castle, from this point of view, seems to have a large outer bailey that is situated on the mainland. Then there's that bridge, which you saw from the river, and then the inner bailey, situated on another small outcropping completely separate from the main coast. So, here is the situation. And the way I see it, there are two plans we can use to get in. So the first one, waiting till nightfall, of course, and scaling the main gates here at the front. They will be guarded, of course, but we do believe that at night time, some of the patrols are significantly lacking. So that would be the way you might be able to get some good people over, take out the people in this guardhouse here, and then that would open the main entrance, which of course would enable us to get in. If that's not open, we're not all going to be able to scale the walls. It's a castle, and they will stop us eventually. The key then will be taking the central, or the outer bailey, quickly, and then this middle gate. That is the key to everything. If that key gate is in our control, we can control who goes to the inner and the outer, and close off the outer and inner. But if it's not, well, it's in their control, and they will all be just stuck in this outer bailey and probably full of arrows like pincushions. That, of course, is the most basic plan, but there is another plan. She looks at you, Heinrich. Though it's significantly more dangerous, in a way. These tunnels, they... Well, we believe there's a tunnel system underneath the outer bailey, part of the natural landmass. Caves, if you will. We have good reason to believe, she gestures to the older fellow, from some who know how the castle was in their younger days, that, well, the castle's plumbing system does have to go somewhere, all the latrines for the barracks, and that it might lead to tunnels underneath the castle. Possible we could get in that way. However, when we sent scouts a couple of months ago down that route, none of them came back. We believe there might be some wildlife in there or something. We don't know. I've been hesitant to go back there since because I don't actually know what's in there. We also don't know for sure if it actually will even lead into the castle. It might be a dead end. So that's why that plan has its dangers. But it is possible. Maybe a small group of you. I don't know. Those are the two main ways I see. And as she concludes, it will of course occur to you, Siegfrieda. She hasn't mentioned the third plan. You've been invited in. Directly. And as you are thinking that, well, it might not cover everybody, but it definitely might be able to get some people in, very far in indeed. But of course, she wouldn't have any way of knowing that. So do you pipe up at this point?
I do. Well, there is a third option, although it won't apply to everyone. We've been invited to dinner. While at first the concern that was that we could be the first and second course, the possibility of getting someone on the inside before any siege takes place, well, as always, and I put both hands out, there's an advantage, a disadvantage, two ways of looking about the situation. One is having someone on the inside means you have a ready dagger, poison, or saboteur within who can also run distraction. The negative, I would say, is having that person inside is they may act as a hostage. They could be someone who these Wittgensteins could threaten, and they would have little means of defending themselves against all the numbers of guards. Nevertheless, I think it would be wise to have someone in there. At the very least, I can, if it were me, I would act dumb when said siege would take place, allow the guards to run off, and then, hopefully being left alone with the nobles, I would take whatever move I could to secure them, or search the castle.
There is a pause at the planning table for a moment. You notice Rina give you a look, Siegfrieda. You think it's a look of respect. Like, wow, that's a plan. Sigrid gives you a less obvious look and says, I mean, that actually has a lot of merit to it, but Siegfrieda, you're right about the downside. You could get in very far, but we would have no idea of knowing how far. And if you got in trouble, I can't guarantee that any of us would be able to help you.
Well, I'm in no rush to throw my life away. I'm also aware that the good I can do as part of a besieging army is pretty limited. I have no skill with a sword, hammer, or club, and I can't sling spells like our friend Miss Hertzen out there, so I feel I'm best closest to dinner, where possibly I can put some medicines down, and if nothing else, at least I'm within dagger reach.
Well, you won't be too close to being able to use your dagger. These people aren't that stupid. But you could be close enough, though. Maybe. What do you two think? If he looks to you, Heinrich and Kruger, what do you think of these plans?
It's a very bold plan. And I think that's exactly what we need under these circumstances. It's probably best that we don't put all our eggs in one basket. You say we have a number of options? Perhaps we can even do all of them.
As my old master would say, singling people out into advantageous combat is always the correct move to start a fight. Obviously, a frontal assault is out of the question. If Siegfried is confident in her ability, and so far over our journeys, not noticed Siegfried to be one to lack in confidence, then a solo infiltration has its benefits. I'm not thrilled about the idea of crawling through a stinking sewer infested with Sigmar knows what, but again, the odds of standing outside those castle walls, and wizard or not, it's going to go badly.
So what are the three of you suggesting? Are you suggesting perhaps that Siegfrieda begins this solo infiltration at the time allotted, and in the meantime, Kruger and Heinrich, you would lead a group through these possible sewers?
Indeed.
I feel like that's the case, yeah. And with our wizard friend perhaps hurling fireballs at the walls.
Yes, a distraction.
The wizard in question chuckles a little from behind you and nods. Yes, I could cause a distraction, and I could even help some of my own people over those walls. They could get you that front gate nice and quickly.
Hmm. That's very considerate of you.
That would be... I would take back all the insults I've flung at you, Miss Herzen, if you can set yourself and your people against that front gate. It would allow all of us to achieve our ends so much quicker.
Of course it would. You seem to forget I, unlike you, Free, actually do as I say. I want to get in the castle. Why wouldn't I do it in the best way possible?
Well, exactly.
You've got a point there.
I am sorry that the two of you are going to be trudging through sewage for the second time since our first meeting. While I'm eating and drinking wine.
It does sound dreadful. Oh well.
I wouldn't be so sure, Siegfrieda. We have no idea what you will encounter. But alright, alright. In that case, I'll give you 10 of our people, and you two can lead the way through the sewer entrance. Hopefully you'll be able to get in. And if you can get in past the walls, well, maybe you could even get to the central gate quicker. That's the key, you see. The front gate's one thing, but it's that central gate. If we control that, we control the castle. Well, to a point, obviously. Again, we know most of their forces are in the outer bailey. We don't really know what goes on in the inner bailey, though. Can't get any scouts out there.
I have a feeling we're going to find out.
All right. And then, the wizard, you'll help the main party. And don't worry, I'll be there with the main party, she says quietly to you, Kruger. And when we get down the front gate, hopefully, we can time this all together. We might need something like a signaling device. And then the old man comes forward and looks to you, Kruger, and says, "Here, lad, got a whistle here. Take this. If you're able to get up to that keep and you can take that central area, blow this whistle. We'll know that's the signal. Then that's when we'll use the distractions and attack the front gate, so we can all be synchronized."
Sounds like a plan.
I'm frowning, but I'll keep my thoughts to myself, which are, if only it were just Herzen and her people attacking the front gate, I could actually tell the Wittgensteins there are saboteurs attempting to raid your castle via the front gate. Just set the two opposing forces against each other, but with villagers in the mix, that would be a problem.
It certainly would, and it does seem as if the goal is for the main bulk of the villagers to attack via the front.
Yeah, I don't think I'd be able to get them taking the sewer path without Herzen feeling very suspicious about my motives, so I'll put a line through that plan.
Indeed. So, the plans are drawn up. Seems you have a possible approach here. Heinrich and Kruger, you with 10 people, enter these supposed tunnels or caves under the castle, hoping to find a way in, which might be very stealthy indeed, although you are warned that there may be dangers that you cannot foresee. Siegfrieda, you on the other hand, at the same time, roughly, will be approaching the castle nice and bold to accept that invitation for dinner. Again, you might get very, very far into the castle. You are invited after all, but who knows what dangers will await. Meanwhile, a group of villagers will be ready at the front gates to take them and siege the place quickly, getting those gates open, it seems, to attack the outer bailey, while a wizard, it does seem, will actually be providing help. That might not happen, of course, but if it does, you can't deny, a couple of fireballs would be very, very useful. Is there anything you'd like to add to this plan, Siegfrieda, Kruger, or Heinrich, or do you feel ready to start preparing for it?
Ready as I will ever be.
Agreed.
Not excited for a sewer, but needs must.
Then the camp begin preparing for the eventual nightfall. You are, after all, told that all of this has to wait till tonight. You cannot do this during the day. The sky outside is dark and cloudy. And then just as you're making your preparations, for a moment there's something weird happens. There is a slight tremor in the ground. The whole camp looks a bit confused for a moment, but not too confused. But how do the three of you react? The ground suddenly shakes, not too badly, but you can definitely feel a tremor beneath your feet.
Are earthquakes a common occurrence around these parts?
Who do you ask that?
I'm thinking to myself, really. I mean, this general area, is earthquakes something that we are used to feeling, or?
Not even remotely, no.
Well, then clearly something else is going on.
Eventually it stops, after about a minute.
That's not a good sign, I say to whoever might be listening.
Is Hilda still next to me?
Yes.
I will lean in quietly as not to cause alarm unless it's already alarming, and ask, does that happen frequently?
Happened first a couple of months ago, and then, well, just before you folks came, a few days ago. But that was the interval was a lot quicker there, wasn't it? God knows what's going on. Maybe it's something at the castle. Maybe it's another sign of the curse that's befallen us here. But don't worry, it stops, as you saw. It's not too bad.
Oh, no, sure. Right, of course. I'm taking a deep breath, looking to my compatriot. If ever there were a clearer sign to perhaps move quickly, the earth is also moving us along.
In that case, I give my boon companions quick embraces and say, I'm sure this will not be the last time we see each other.
No, we're entirely too lucky for that.
Be careful, Siegfrieda, I say.
And if they ask, I'll have the chicken.
I'll make sure some is set by on a warm plate.
And so, evening begins to descend as you all begin to move out. The entire camp packs up, it seems. Men and women arm themselves. You see briefly Helga Herzen speaking with her two mercenaries. You keep catching glimpses of that man, Heidelman, giving you the eye, Siegfrieda, but he doesn't do anything. And everyone begins making their way out into the woods, beginning to approach the castle. The main bulk of people will be getting ready to keep an eye on the front, it seems, and that's who you're with now. The others begin leading you, Heinrich and Kruger, to this underside, quite far off from the main castle itself, but not too far off, where caves await. But of course, before all this, you are given a slight head start. You are, of course, escorted out of the woods first, Siegfrieda. But then everyone waits to allow you to make the approach the castle by yourself. And approach the castle you do, seeing its torches lit in the night, seeing its great wall and great castle gate ahead of you. There are definitely people up there. But Siegfried is correct. There aren't that many. A couple of torches, perhaps, as opposed to a full platoon of what you'd expect, maybe 10 or 20 guards to be watching a wall this big. You are now completely by yourself. What do you do, Siegfrieda?
Is there a bell or other kind of signaling device out here?
From this distance, you can't see it yet, but if you walk up to the great portcullis...
Yeah, I will approach the portcullis.
You don't see any bells, but you do suddenly see a bit of activity. above you. Someone calls out from a small window just above this portcullis gate.
Eh? Who goes there?
I'm the physician who was visiting your town. I was invited up here to dine with the Wittgenstein family. I hope I'm not too late.
There's some talking, some movement, and then you find yourself waiting for about 4 or 5 minutes. Just as you're about to maybe say something again, the great gate begins to slowly rise up. Slowly. And only stop a little way fully open. A platoon of 10 guards meet you, all their faces covered with dark helms. Some of them have crossbows, some of them swords and shields, and one of them has a very strange face on his helmet. You recognize this man from the village. He comes forward, holds his men to wait a second.
Huh. Did not expect to actually see you. Where's your lovely little mercenary friends, Miss Doctor?
Well, they don't really know the family. Well, shall we say they're a little more suspicious than I am?
Suppose you better come in then.
Well, I'm here also to tend any injuries or provide any medicine you might need. I am a physician first and foremost, and I wanted to just gauge the health of the family receiving me.
Well, I bet you did. I bet you did. Well, come in then.
Oh, gladly. Thank you. What a charming man you are.
You have no idea what expression this man makes underneath that rather unpleasant helmet, but you hear a scoff, and you are led in, immediately aware of guards watching you, gently surrounding you, as they would, you imagine, for any guest, and leading you into the outer bailey.
Meanwhile, Kruger and Heinrich, you find yourself looking over a dark, dark, moss-covered cave entrance.
Very hard to even see until the person with you, the older gentleman, you think his name is Kurt. At least that's how he introduces himself, motions to you. You have, again including him, 9 other people. Some armed with crossbows, a couple armed with basic weaponry.
Well, you two, there's the cave. How do you want to do this?
Well, we'll be in front. Right, Heinrich? You can follow us. Some ways behind, in case we end up tripping any traps or something like that. Wouldn't want you to get hurt. There's more fighting that we'll need you for as we get further in.
Non-verbally agreeing, tipping my hat towards the plan.
Wonderful. And so, the two of you look to this cave entrance and begin entering. Who knows what dangers await?
You have listened to an episode of Red Moon Roleplaying, where we play the legendary campaign, The Enemy Within, for Warhammer Fantasy Roleplay 4th Edition, published by Cubicle 7. In this second part of the series, we are tackling Book 2, Death on the Reich. Joining us as players in this series are none other than Aaron Hammonds from Queen's Court Games and our dear friend Matthew Dawkins. The music was made by Flowers for Body Snatchers, Word Clock, Metatron Omega, Aegir Sonus, Apocryphus, Halgrath and Northumbria, featuring a number of collaborations with other artists, and was used with permission from their label, Cryo Chamber. Check out their website at cryochamber.bandcamp.com or their YouTube channel for some moody dark ambient for your gaming table. We would like to give massive thanks to our champions of the Red Moon, Martin Hoyschobert, Nastasha Walrusson, Simon Cooper, David, Julia, Camilla, Bob Delange, Cameron, Anton, Graham Barry, and Daniel for their generous support. And we would, of course, also like to thank all of our other patrons. Without your support, the show would not be possible. If you want to support our work, please check us out on Patreon. You can get access to bonus campaigns for Cult of Infinity Lost and Coriolis there, as well as get early and raw access to all of our recordings. You can also hear your name read on the show as a champion of the Red Moon, as well as play Cult with us. Most importantly, that support is what keeps the show going, so do check us out there. Thank you again for listening, and remember that Skaven are definitely not real.